I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It's been a long time since the Israeli-Palestinian peace process has yielded anything resembling progress, and so many Palestinians seem ready to give up negotiating and to try another path. They want to go straight to the United Nations and ask it to recognize an independent Palestinian state in the West Bank and Gaza. It's likely that the United States would veto any such move, but as Linda Gradstein reports from the West Bank town of Ramallah, the proposal shows the depth of Palestinian frustration.
Ramallah is the political and financial capital of the West Bank. Many Palestinians who live here are highly educated, westernized, and often well off. These are the kinds of Palestinians Israel wants to negotiate with. Yet it appears that just about everyone here has given up on the peace process with Israel. Intisar Sonokrut works at an upscale clothing boutique here called Kalista. She voices the frustration many Palestinians now feel.
Been negotiating for so long, we got nothing. It's even getting worse and worse. We're not achieving anything because the Israelis don't want peace.
We're now outside a discount clothing store a few miles away. This place attracts a less well-heeled clientele than Kalista does. But the shoppers here feel pretty much the same about the possibility of successful negotiations with Israel. The shop's owner, 70-year-old Fuad Rantisi, thinks it's a joke.
If you wait for another 200 years, there is no success.
Rantisi says his family owned more than 100 acres of land in what is now the Israeli town of Lod, but lost the land during the 1948 war with Israel. And typically, Rantisi says, the Israelis have ignored Palestinian claims on the land.
The Palestinians have been asking for their property inside Israel. They didn't give them their property. They asked for 1967 borders. They are not giving them 1967 borders.
So more and more Palestinians say they are tired of asking and will now take the 1967 borders. They say they will unilaterally declare a Palestinian state in the West Bank and Gaza Strip with East Jerusalem as its capital. Jamal Abu Rub is a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council from the Fatah Party of Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Abu Rub says the Palestinians will seek support for an independent state from the UN Security Council.
When we declare a Palestinian state, it means that we get international recognition for that state within defined borders according to the international law.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reacted sharply to the unilateral Palestinian plan.
Any unilateral moves on the Palestinian side will be met by unilateral moves on our part. What is needed is to reopen direct negotiations with good intentions on both sides.
One Israeli cabinet minister says Israel could annex parts of the West Bank in response to any unilateral Palestinian declaration. The U.S. State Department says negotiations are still the best way to solve the conflict. And the European Union says it's premature to discuss recognizing a Palestinian state. There's another reason the peace process holds out little hope for the Palestinians these days. President Mahmoud Abbas, who has generally been amenable to negotiating with Israel, recently announced he will not run an election scheduled for January. Khalil Shaheen is an editor at the Al Ayam newspaper. He says many Palestinians consider Abbas's announcement another nail in the peace process coffin.
The Palestinian public lost confidence in any political process that might lead for establishing a Palestinian independent state. So I think the Palestinians are frustrated now, and they are ready even to take very harsh measures.
Shaheen warns that if a declaration of a state fails as well, the only alternative will be violence. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Ramallah, the West Bank.